morning. I'm Samuel Turbo and I'm leading the cloud business engine for Alcatel-Lucent Enterprise. I hope you are all safe during this challenging period where most of us are working remotely. And we see during this period that the need for communication is becoming more and more important. Alcatel-Lucent Enterprise is offering a solution called Rainbow. It is a collaboration platform capable to deliver video, conferencing, and voice services. It is a solution easy to deploy, simple to use, and all the data are fully secured and owned by our customer. During the crisis period, we've decided to offer the solution for free. And the services can be delivered in less than 2 hours, thanks to the support of our different business partners available in 80 different countries. Please keep safe and thank you.
Hi, this is Alex from QNET. I hope you guys are okay and feel well in Dubai and Middle East. But that customer complained to us, we actually are solving a lot of work from home issue. For example, we need to access their data even they are not in the office. So now QNET is offering QSync solution. They are able to one click and access their data to a QNET NAS, and they are able to share this data if they have multi works. So if you are QNET users, now you are able to go to the QNET App Center and download QSync, start to use it. If not, please let QNET know, and then we will help you to set it up. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Hussein Hamoud. I'm the Managing Director of ESAP Middle East in Dubai and working from home. ESAP is one of the leaders for several decades in providing endpoint protection and security. From day zero, we had our infrastructure from CRM, ERP, PBX, and communication system deployed to be able to work remotely, and this helped us work immediately in supporting our customers and providing the support services, licenses, extra licenses for the in the critical situations, extending their support, consultancy services to be able to perform their migration, digital transformation, and work from home as normal. Thank you very much for all. Ramadan Kareem, and keep safe and healthy.
Hi, we are today going through one of the biggest crises that can happen in our lifetime. Maybe we would not see something like this again. The Corona or the COVID-19. It's killing each of us in different ways. I'm sure by now we are all at home and it's becoming difficult day by day to just stay indoors. How different things have become. But we, the Astrus team, we are working 24/7, all day, all night, to make sure our business runs. And that's for our customers and that's for you. All what you guys have to do is make sure you're healthy, you're safe, you're at home. And I know, we can understand that it's a very difficult time, but we also should understand that it's not a no possible time. We can do many things. We can innovate the way we work. We can get together to make the world going for betterment. Thank you, and we are always with you. Asbis.
Hi, I am Talas Zaragalil, Regional Leader at PNY Technologies for Middle East, Africa and India region. Hope all our multi-tier partners and industry colleagues are doing safe. During this pandemic season 2 at PNY, we are putting our best efforts to manage stocks availability and operations with the minimum disturbance for the market. In the past few weeks in our region, we are noticing some stable demand, or rather increasing demand, for internal storage products like DRAM, SSD for system performance improvement, and NVIDIA graphic cards for gamers and home users. And another thing is, we do have a state-of-art AI lab facility at Jebel Ali, powered by NVIDIA DGX supercomputers. It's our pleasure to offer this facility for any organizations into research for their usage during this season. Please reach out to me or my team members for any assistance. Thank you. Stay safe.
Hi, this is Ferdinand from TP-Link MEA. Stay home, stay safe, and stay connected to Wi-Fi. Maybe this is the time for us to have realized how important it is to have a reliable Wi-Fi network at home. Recently, we have released quite a few articles online through Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram pages to help our Wi-Fi users to identify their problems with Wi-Fi and suggest for the right solutions. In case you have any inquiries, you can simply start a conversation with us on those mentioned online social media platforms. We also have great cooperation with the major online shopping websites to make sure of the availability of our products so people do not need to run out on the risk. TP-Link is in this together with everyone. Stay safe, stay strong, and stay connected.
Hello, my name is Shah Sheikh. I'm the co-founder and cybersecurity advisor at ETS Solution. Let me first start by extending condolences to the families that have lost their loved ones during this pandemic. It's undoubtedly one of the major global incidents we will ever experience in our generation that affects almost all individuals around the world. Needless to say, being in cybersecurity, it is only befitting for me to talk about this particular domain in the context of this pandemic. Global economies have gone through a rollercoaster ride over the last few months. Economies have been forced to work from home. Full e-learning methods have been adopted by schools. Healthcare industries have been squeezed. Online delivery services have seen an exponential uptake, and so on. So we can clearly see that the winner in this time of the pandemic and the crisis is, of course, digital and technology. Cyber criminals feed off vulnerabilities in humans. They feed off the lack of organization within society, communities, and enterprises. And it's exactly for this reason we saw more than 300,000 fake phishing domains registered in the space of 1 month with the keywords of COVID and coronavirus in the domain name itself. The purpose was obviously to lure individuals, an organization, and other former victims into their trap of being hacked, breached, in order to perform data theft or fraudulent transactions. We also saw a huge spike in the number of online security threats and cyber attacks as more hackers and cyber criminals spent more time at home. It is incredible to think why cyber criminals would do such a thing to vulnerable people during such a global crisis. But this is exactly what they aim to do, and that is to exploit the human weakness and the human psychology for their own illicit purposes. It is important, whether you're working from home, helping your kids with homeschooling, attending web conference calls, shopping online, or any other activity that requires you to connect to the internet, you practice due diligence, browse websites using private mode, keep your systems updated with the latest patches, utilize advanced endpoint security solutions like EDRs, use password vaults to secure your passwords, utilize software that is from trusted parties and authorized sources. Whatever you do, stay away from illegal content, illegal software, cracks or cracked software, pirated movies, etc. Essentially, good cybersecurity hygiene, just like you need to do while washing your hands. Thanks for listening.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for inviting me. Concerning the current crisis, the difficulty and the impact of the COVID-19 continue to be felt. The current health crisis may just be the right to rethink the collaboration and develop a new decision-making culture, which will be centered on the imperative to accelerate broadband connectivity and 5G implementation globally. We should look up to 5G as not just another technology shift, but as a transformation in the way the world works, interacts, reacts, and responds to crisis situations. In the aftermath of COVID-19, we have immense complexities to deal with, and it is more important than ever before that we do everything in our power to accelerate digital development cooperation while keeping in mind that the crisis and pandemics of the modern era are in fact formidable and demand preparedness and cooperation in manners unheard of just a few months ago. Therefore, I wish to all of you well-being for you and your families and sustainability for your business.